Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 So we're hearing from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita how Parikshit is speaking to his mother Uttara.
我们前两节课讲的是 Parikshit 大君, 他跟他的母亲 Uttara 一直在讲话。
Right, Parikshit is waiting for death. He's been cursed to die, but he has a little time just before the curse will take place.
Parikshit 大君, 他在等待自己的死亡, 因为他受到诅咒去死。 但他现在在临终之前，他还有一点剩下的时间。
So at this time, his mother came to get spiritual knowledge from him.
就在这个时刻，他的母亲来了，向儿子寻求灵性的知识。
So his mother had asked him about these special devotees. That what place do they go? Are they simply in Vaikuntha, the same as everybody else?
他的母亲就询问他那些特殊的奉献者，他们去哪里？ 他们是跟其他人那样都去Vaikuntha吗？
Because she thinks in Vaikuntha, everybody's equal, everyone's the same, everyone's a servant.
因为他想，在Vaikuntha，每个人都是平等的，每个人都在服务，他们都是服务的心态。
So Maharaj Parikshit is going to explain to her. He's going to speak this second half of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Parikshit 大君现在就要向他的母亲讲述大伯家瓦坛甘露之阳的第二部分了。
So he was very pleased with his mother's question. It's a very, very special question which only a good devotee could ask.
他对母亲提出的问题感到非常满意，因为这样好的问题呢，只有优秀的奉献者才能提得出来，特殊的奉献者才提得出来。So
after his mother asked this question, then Parikshit speaks to his mother and he is explaining how he came to get this knowledge.
在他的Uttara跟他儿子讲完之后呢， Parikshit 大君现在就跟他母亲讲他自己是如何得到的这门知识。
So he praises his mother. He says to his mother that I know you cannot tolerate, you cannot live in separation from Lord Krishna. It's unbearable for you.
Parikshit 大君现在赞扬他的母亲，他说：“我知道你没有 Krishna， 你一刻也活不下去。你生活在跟 Krishna 的分离的情感当中，没有 Krishna， 你无法活下去。” So
he's speaking to her like this. He wants to encourage his mother so that her mind will be properly focused, that she will be able to absorb everything he's going to say.
Observe everything. Oh, yes, okay. 所以现在Parikshit大君现在他就努力地鼓励他的母亲，将心意完全专注于至尊主，因他希望他的母亲来吸收、消化他儿子将要给他母亲讲述的一切。
He says, nobody has ever asked this question which you've asked. No one asked this question before.
Parikshit 大君就跟他母亲说，没有人像以前提出过像这样的问题。
Uttara had stopped. When she was pregnant, she was carrying the child Parikshit in her womb. At that time, Krishna had saved the life of the child.
当 Uttara 还怀孕的时候，她的子宫里头是她的儿子 Parikshit 大臣。那个时候，Krishna 拯救了她。
So she was very much grateful to Krishna. She had very deep attachment for Lord Krishna.
她对主 Krishna 满怀感激之情，而且对主 Krishna。怀着深深的依恋之情。
Uttara's father was called Virata.
Uttara 的父亲名字叫 Virata.
Yeah, he was the father of he had been adopted along with his sister by a fisherman.
You mean his father, right?
Yeah, her father, Uttara's
okay.
father.
Uttara 的父亲连同 Uttara 的父亲的姐妹一起是被一个渔夫所收养了。
The fisherman had adopted the boy and the girl also, his sister also, King Virata. He became King Virata and he had a sister. His sister was called Satyavati.
现在就是这个渔夫，继收养了 Virata 国王，也收养了名字叫 Satyavata 的女孩。
Yeah, Satyavati later on. So they were adopted by this man who was a fisherman.
这个男孩和女孩同时被这个渔夫所收养。
The fisherman was called Matsya.
这个渔夫的名字叫 Matsya.
Right, Matsya means it's the name of the fish incarnation.
Matsya 是主的鱼化身的名字。
So later on, of course, Satyavati became she was a very beautiful woman, and she was impregnated by Parasuram.
Parasuram. 这个女孩长。
Parasuram.
女孩，这个女孩长大成人之后呢，就是貌美无双。后来她就被Parasara 这个圣人就怀孕了。
And the son was Vyasadeva.
他们生下了著名的 Vyasadeva.
So this was when Satyavati was not yet married.
那时候 Satyavati 还未婚。
Later on, she was married to Maharaj Santanu.
日后她嫁给了 Santanu 国王。
And then she gave birth to a child.
他们生下了自己的儿子。
Okay, so so Maharaj Parikshit is remembering how Krishna had protected him.
Parikshit 大君现在回忆起主 Krishna 当时是如何保护了他。
And how Krishna had also become, Krishna was a friend of his grandfather, Arjuna.
而且主 Krishna 还是他自己的祖父 Arjuna 的亲密朋友。
Arjuna was...The husband of Subhadra.
Arjuna 是 Subhadra 的丈夫。
And Arjuna and Subhadra's son was Abhimanyu.
Arjuna 和 Subhadra 生下了 Abhimanyu.
And Abhimanyu was the husband of Uttara.
而 Abhimanyu 是 Uttara 的丈夫。
But Abhimanyu was killed in the battle of Kurukshetra.
而 Abhimanyu 在库鲁支野战役当中被杀。
So Parikshit was fortunate that he was born in a great family.
Parikshit 大军他很幸运，因为他诞生在一个伟大的家族当中。
And he knows he's very fortunate to be able to try to answer this question of his mother.
而且他觉得自己也很有幸能回答他母亲提出的问题。
And he knows it's only by the special mercy of Lord Krishna that he'll be able to answer this question.
他知道正是由于主 Krishna 的特殊仁慈，他自己才得以能回答出所有这些问题。
Krishna has got, but he's going to speak first of all about the special mercy, the special favor which Krishna had shown him throughout his life.
他首先开始讲述他这一生当中主 Krishna 向他展示的特殊仁慈。
So Parikshit was born in the very holy land, which is called Bharatvarsha, the very pious region where the pious human people live.
首先 Parikshit 大军诞生在 Bharatvarsha 这个地方，这是虔诚的人类所诞生的地方。
Right, the whole earth planet is, you know, all different species, humans also around the planet.
我们知道在地球上有各种各类的生物体。
But Bharatvarsha is a very special part of the planet.
但是 Bharatvarsha 是这个星球上特殊的地方。
People are more pious. They have a lot of culture, ancient culture.
这个地方的人们，他们非常虔诚，而且有着文化传统。
So Parikshit was born there, and he was born in the family of great Kshatriyas.
Parikshit 大军正是诞生在这个虔诚的地方，而且是诞生在一个刹帝利家族。
And he's the grandson of Krishna's friend.Arjun.
他是 Krishna 的好友 Arjuna 的孙子。
So that's a very good birth because he's connected with Krishna.
所以这个诞生就是一个良好的出生，因为是跟主 Krishna 有关系。
Right. Children born to devotees are very special children.
奉献者所生下的子孙全都是特殊的孩子。
We have to take care of them very nicely.
我们必须小心翼翼地照好心好好地照料他们。
We should learn how to help the children to become devotees.
学习怎样帮助这些孩子们日后成为奉献者，成为奉献者。
We cannot beat them, we cannot threaten them, we cannot be nasty to them, we cannot get angry with them.
我们既不能打他们，也不能威胁他们，也不能对他们粗暴无礼、下流恶劣，也不能对他们发怒、生气。
We have to show love for them.
要对孩子们满怀爱意。
And when you give love to the child, then the child will also reciprocate. He will understand.
如果父母爱自己的孩子，这子女他们内心全都明白，而且会对父母日后加以回报。
This is true for all living entities. We have to see Krishna in all of them.
对所有的众生其实都是同一个道理，我们要在所有众生的心中都看到主 Krishna。
So because Krishna had come in the womb when the Brahmastra weapon was thrown to kill the child in the womb, that time Krishna appeared in the womb with his disc and with his club, and he protected the child from the heat of the weapon of the Brahmastra.
当胎儿在子宫当中受到Brahmastra 反射光的威胁的时候，主 Krishna 他就拿着手持神碟和大头棒，保护了胎儿免受反射光的炙热的烧灼。
So because the child in the womb had seen Krishna protect him, when he took birth, he was always looking again to try to see that form.
因为这个胎儿在子宫当中亲眼目睹了主 Krishna 是如何保护了他，等他从母亲的子宫中降生之后，他就到处寻找这个曾经保护过他的人。
So this is a good meditation. We would also like to meditate like this, to be able to meditate on the form of Krishna.
这是一个很好的冥想，我们也希望能够一直冥想主 Krishna.
When we can fix our mind on Krishna, then we can develop real love for Krishna.
当我们能够将心意稳稳地专注于主 Krishna 的时候，才能够发展起对主 Krishna 的热爱。
So Krishna protected the child because the mother of the child, Uttara, had surrendered to Krishna.
主 Krishna 之所以保护了这个孩子，是因为这孩子的母亲 Uttara 她臣服了主 Krishna。
So that.Beautiful form of Lord Krishna was always in the mind of Parikshit. He wanted to see it again. He was always looking, where is that form?
主 Krishna 俊美的形象深深地烙印在孩子的脑海心灵上，所以他就一直不断地在寻找这个俊美的形象。
Of course, Krishna is in all of our hearts.
当然了，主
We don't see him.
主 Krishna 在我们所有人、所有生物心中，但是我们见不到他。
The Lord is described. He's only about the size of the thumb. There's the super soul. He's in the heart. The super soul is described to be the size of about one thumb.
超灵在众生心中，据描述说，这个超灵的大小是拇指大小。
So we know he's in the heart, but this child who was in the womb, this child was somehow he was able to see Krishna in that form.
So, 超灵在众生心中，而这个胎儿在子宫母亲的子宫当中的时候，有幸目睹了主的美丽的形象。
So sometimes Parikshit is also called Vishnu Ratha.Meaning one who is protected by Lord Vishnu.
Parikshit 大君呢，有另外一个名字叫 Vishnu Ratha， 是被主 Vishnu 保护了的人。
And Parikshit means one who is examining, one who is always trying to look, find out where is that person who had seen when he was still in the womb.
Parikshit 这个字面的含义是一个检查者，就是他四处寻找他曾经在子宫的时候呢，曾经保护过他的那个人。
So even as a child, Parikshit had been meditating on the form of Krishna.
所以即便是在孩提时代，Parikshit 大君也是一直在冥想主的形象。
So as he grew up,He showed all the good qualities of a great devotee.
随着他日渐长大成人，便展示出一个优秀奉献者的所有一切良好品质。
And he was ruling the kingdom, and he found how the personality of Kali had come into his kingdom.
在他统治王国期间，他发现。Kali 的人格化身渗透到他的王国当中。
The personality of Kali was dressed like a great king with a crown, although he could understand Parikshit, could see he was not really a king, he was a low-class person.
Kali 的人格化身，他的穿着像一个国王，还戴着头戴王冠。虽然他知道 Parikshit 大君能够觉察出他并不是一个国王，穿着像一个国王。
The king is the representative of the Supreme Lord. Among Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, among men, I am the monarch. So the king is the representative of Krishna, and he will be visible by his character and by his appearance, not just by putting only a crown.
国王才是至尊主的在人世间的代表。佛家梵歌中说，在人类当中我是君王，所以一个君王他是透过他的品质以及他的相貌举止来呈现一个君王的，而不是仅仅戴上一个王冠就成为君王。
So that personality of Kali had a sword in his hand and he was beating the cow and the cow had tears in her eyes.
这个卡利的人格化身，他手持利剑，他在殴打母牛，母牛的眼中流下了泪水。
So when Parikshit saw this, and Parikshit immediately was ready to punish the personality of Kali.
当 Parikshit 大君看见这一幕的时候，立刻就准备惩罚卡利。
So long as Parikshit was ruling the earth.The personality of Kali could not take any effect, could not do his work.
只要 Parikshit 大君还在地球上作为国王统治地球， Kali 就无法来施加他的影响力。
Right? Kali likes to spread irreligion everywhere, to encourage people in all their sinful activities of sense gratification.
卡利喜欢施加他的邪恶的影响力，鼓励人们从事于种种的感官享乐。
But Parikshit Maharaj restricted him. He was ready to kill him, but Kali surrendered to him. So he did not kill him.
所以Parikshit 大君就很好的抵制了卡利的影响。而且他准备杀死卡利，但是卡利他臣服了Parikshit大君，所以就免除了这个死难的灾难。
He was told, "You can only reside where there is meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex."
卡利被告知自己只能住在吃肉、赌博、服用麻醉品。做非法性行为的地方。
But Kali said, "Then I won't have anywhere to reside because you don't allow any of these activities."
卡利最后就可怜巴巴的说，那我就没地方住了呀，因为你不允许所有这些事情的存在。
So then Parikshit gave a concession. He said, "Then you can reside wherever people are." Keeping gold, where they are hoarding gold.
Parikshit 大君呢，他就退让了。他说：“好吧，那你就可以住在人们有人在积累金子的地方，有的人喜欢攒金子。”
Because when people hoard gold, then the sinful activities will come.
一旦人们他们积攒金币、黄金。罪恶就随之而到来。
So Parikshit was such a powerful king, he could control personality of Kali.
Parikshit 大君他强大有力，他控制了卡利的人格化身。
And because Parikshit was such a great devotee, so his kingdom became very opulent.
Parikshit 大君是一个 非常虔诚的国王，所以他的王国是变得非常富庶繁荣。
But then there was a Brahmana's curse, and Parikshit had to renounce everything.
但是后来就来了一个婆罗门的诅咒，去加到他的头上，所以他不得不弃绝了这个王国。
Now Parikshit, we said he had wonderful qualities.He took very good care of all the people.
我们刚才说过 ，Parikshit 大君他有优良的品格，他照料着所有的人民。
And he also had great respect for the Brahminical culture.
他十分敬重婆罗门文化。
And he always kept his promises.
他信守诺言。
We see today often people promise things, but they don't fulfill it.
我们看到在当代，人们发下誓言，但是却无法信守诺言。
So Parikshit had all of these qualities. He had actually inherited these qualities from his ancestors, because his ancestors were all very pious, very great kings.
Parikshit 大君他自己拥有的所有这些优秀品格，是继承了他祖先的优秀品格，因为他的祖上全是伟大的国王。
So in Srimad Bhagavatam, it describes all of his wonderful qualities. At the time of his birth, the astrologers predicted all of his qualities.
圣典博迦瓦坛描述了所有这君王的品质。就在 Parikshit 大君诞生的时候，星象家们就已经预测了他所有的优秀品格。
That not only will he be powerful in battle and strong and without fear and very courageous, but he will also have control of his mind.
他不仅英勇有力，而且他可以驰骋沙场，他。慷慨大度，并且他能够信守自己的诺言。
And he will be the proper person for all the people in the kingdom to take shelter of, because he will lead them to the Supreme Lord.
他是这个他统辖之下的所有臣民的一恰当的庇护所，因为他能正确的带领人民回归神守。
Important that there has to be.Real leaders in the world for people to follow.
非常重要的一点是，世界需要一个真正的领袖，好让普通大众能够追随。
And the most important quality is that they have to be devoted to the Supreme Lord.
最重要的品格就是这样的君王领袖需要是主的奉献者。
So while he was the king, he went to Kurukshetra, and it was there at Kurukshetra that he saw this personality of Kali.
所以在他统治期间，他去了库日之野，就是在库日之野，他见到了卡里的人格。
And he saw how Kali was treating the cow and the bull.
他见到卡里是怎样虐待公牛以及母牛。
So long as Parikshit was the king, Kali could not do anything. He could not spread his influence. He could not spread irreligion.
只要 Parikshit 大君还当政，卡里的人格化身就无法施加他的邪恶影响。
And because there was no influence of Kali, the whole kingdom was so peaceful, and people were very happy, and they were wealthy also.
就是因为没有卡利的邪恶影响，所以他统辖之下的王国一片和平繁荣，人们都安居乐业，内心快乐满足。
There was no disturbance among the people. People were able to live peacefully and happily.
人与人之间没有任何的纷争和骚扰，人与人之间都和平快乐。
But then.Suddenly, Parikshit got cursed. And so when he was cursed, then he had no more then he gave up his interest in the kingdom.
突然之间 Parikshit 大君就遭到了诅咒，他就没他对统治王国就再没有兴趣了。
Right, because he had Parikshit was cursed by the son of a Brahmana.
我们都知道。
And the Brahmana's son said, accused him that he because he did not respect the proper etiquette, he had insulted the sage, the Brahmana, who was meditating. So the Brahmana's son cursed Parikshit.
这个婆罗门的儿子就诅咒他，就说他因为他没有一个恰当的对待婆罗门行使的恰当的礼仪，所以这婆罗门的儿子就诅咒了国王。
So Parikshit understood when he got this curse, he understood that this was Krishna's arrangement for his own benefit.
当 Parikshit 大君他得知自己受到诅咒的消息之后，他明白这是主的特殊的安排和主对他的仁慈。
Parikshit Maharaj had committed an offense against a sage because he'd taken a dead snake and put it round the neck of the sage while the sage was meditating.
Parikshit 大君他对一个圣人做出了冒犯，因为在这个圣人冥想的时候，国王从地上捡起了一条死蛇，给他戴在了这个婆罗门的这个冥想的圣人的脖子上。
So Parikshit Maharaj would never usually have done such a thing. It was only somehow he must have been inspired by Krishna to do this.
一般而言，这 Parikshit 的大军是永远不会做出这种举动的。但是不知怎的，他一定是受到了主 Krishna 的激励，才做出这样的举动。
And then the young son of the Brahmana who got the snake put round his neck, that young son would never usually have cursed the king, but he did.
而且呢，就是国王他把死蛇套在那个圣人的脖子上的那个婆罗门儿子，一般来说也不会对一个君王发出这样的诅咒，他一定也是受到了某种激励，才对国王发下了这样的诅咒。
So Krishna must have directed this son of the Brahmana to put this curse.
一定是 Krishna 他指使了这个国王这个婆罗门儿年轻的年幼的儿子。对 Parikshit 大君发下这种诅咒。
And Krishna, if he had wanted, he could have empowered, he could have given the power to Parikshit to counteract that curse, but he didn't.
如果 Krishna 愿意，他一定他是可以赋予 Parikshit 大君力量来抵消这个诅咒的，但他并没有。
So we have to understand.That this curse was the arrangement of Krishna.
所以我们要明白，这一诅咒是主 Krishna 的安排。
And the effect of the curse was that Parikshit became more renounced.
而这一诅咒导致的结果就是，君王变得更加气绝了。
So Parikshit understood.That he had become very attached to family life. And in order to save him, this curse had taken place.
Parikshit 大君明白他对于家居生活过于依恋了，所以为了使他不至于过度依恋家庭，所以就给他安排了这一诅咒。
So when we're put in a dangerous situation, then we becomemore detached from the world.
当我们被置于危险境地的时候，我们就会对这个世界变得不依附。
So we get Parikshit Maharaj was thinking that because he was absorbed in the family life, he considered himself sinful, but he was grateful to Krishna to get him out of that attachment by the curse of the Brahmana.
Parikshit 大君他觉得因为自己过度的沉迷于家庭生活，所以他变得罪恶，有罪了，所以他对主 Krishna 安排了这一诅咒，使他不依附家居生活，心怀感激。
Right, when we get cursed, then we become very afraid, right? Because we're attached to our situation. So if somebody curses us, we become afraid, oh, what will happen?
一般而言呢，当一个人受到诅咒的时候，他马上就会产生恐惧之情。哎呀，我受到了诅咒，该怎么办呢？
And when we're afraid,we become more renounced, we become more detached from the world.
而当一个人产生恐惧的时候，他就变得更加气绝，变得对这个世界更加的不依附。
And that mood of renunciation helps us to come close to Krishna.
而这种气绝的心态，有助于我们离 Krishna 越来越近。
Right, so...Just like we see, difficult things, horrible situations happen to us. We're put into great difficulty. We're very afraid. So we should become more renounced. And by renouncing, we become attached to Krishna.
我们看到每当有困境发生在我们身上的时候，我们就变得更加气绝。而一旦我们变得更加气绝不依附的时候，我们就能够依附 Krishna 了。
So Parikshit Maharaj, after he put the snake around the neck of the sage, then he left. But then somebody came and told him that, oh, you have been cursed. The curse is you will die in 7 days.
在 Parikshit 大君把这个死蛇套在了圣哲的脖子上之后呢，他回去之后就有人来到他面前告诉他，哎呀，国王啊，你受到了诅咒，你被诅咒在几天七天之后会死去的。
Of course we're all going to die. We've all been cursed. We don't know when we're going to die, but we've all been cursed to die because we've taken birth in this material world.
当然了，我们每一个人都是受到诅咒要死去的人，因为我们在这个物质世界投生了。
So Parikshit Maharaj, when he got the news of the curse, he was happy. He took it as something very good for him. He said, "Very good. I deserve it."
当 Parikshit 大君得知这一诅咒消息之后，他感到非常的快乐。他说：“太好了，太好了，我这一切都是我，罪有应得。”
He thought Krishna is dragging me out of the well of family life.
他说 ：“Krishna 把我从家庭生活的黑井当中拽出来了。”
Right, family life is like falling into the well. It's very hard to get.Out.
家居生活就好像掉到了一口黑井，很难从这口黑井当中出来。
If we fall in the well, sometimes people in India, you know, in India, in the villages, they dig the well, and if you're not careful, you may fall in the well. It's very hard to get out.
在印度呢，我们看到有人会掘井。那当不知道的人呢，他无意之间掉到了这口井中，那再上来就不那么容易了。
If an animal falls in the well, it can never get it out.
动物掉到了井中之后，就再也没有爬上来的可能。
Prahlad Maharaj also said to his father, "You are like an animal in the bottom of a well."
普拉德马哈拉就对他自己的父亲说，你就像掉到了这个井中的动物。
You're very attached to the home and to the family.
你依恋你的家庭，你依恋你的皇宫。
Of course, we should not be neglectful. We have to take care, but we should understand also the temporary nature of the family.
当然了，我们不应该忽视这个家庭。我们也应该照料家庭，但是我们应该意识到这一切全是短暂易逝的。
We're all eternal souls, and our real family is the family of Krishna.
我们都是永恒的灵魂，我们真正的家庭是主 Krishna 的家庭。
Right? The other families are all illusion.
其他的家庭全都是幻象。
So Maharaj Parikshit saw that the curse of Krishna was helping him to get out of that well.
Parikshit 大君他发现这个诅咒帮助他从这个井中爬了上来。
And when he got the curse, then he decided that he would fast. He would go to the Ganges. He'd first of all go to the bank of the holy river to find the association. And he would also fast. He would not eat anymore or drink anymore.
当国王发现自己受到诅咒之后，他就去了圣河边上。他首先要找到一些圣人的联谊，之后他决定就戒食戒水。
So sometimes people ask, is it possible? Can people live? Because the medical science, they say you cannot live more than 5 days without water, without food. How did Parikshit live for 7 days? And he's telling all this.
有的人他们就会产生这样的疑惑。医学上不是说证明，医学上说的说法是人如果不吃不喝的话，活不过五天。可是 Parikshit 大君他怎么能在不吃不喝的情况下，他活了七天，而且他还能讲述这一切呢？
So we should learn.We should know that when we get the nectar, when we hear the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the glories of Lord Krishna, then that, because that is so powerful, that it doesn't matter about food or water, because we're getting the nectar of spiritual sound vibration.
我们要知道的是圣典博迦瓦坛以及主昆士纳的事迹，这些就像甘露一样，当我们通过 耳朵聆听到了这样的讲述之后，就好像在喝饮着甘露。
We drink the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam, the spiritual sound vibration, that we drink that nectar.
我们在喝饮着圣典博迦瓦坛这个灵性的阴阵的甘露。
So Parikshit was describing the Brahmana's curse that it was a cause of fear, but actually he was not afraid.
Parikshit 大君呢，他就讲述了这个圣人的诅咒，这本来是应该是恐惧的根源，但是他内心却毫无恐惧。
He was actually happy, he was pleased, he was so happy, he thought this is very good.
他实际上反而变得高兴起来了，他说这很好。
He thought this because of his offense, he should get a good reaction, a good punishment, and he thought this is a very good punishment for me.
他认为由于自己的冒犯，他理应得到很好的、好好的受到惩罚，所以他认为这一诅咒是对他的恰当的惩罚。
And he thought, this is just what I deserve. This is very good for me.
他说这是我理应得到的，这对我是太好了。
Because now I will, in this way, by being punished in this way, I'll get free of any of the sinful reactions which I've done. And I won't commit such a thing again. I'll be sure not to do it again.
由于这一诅咒 这对我的这个惩罚，那我就能摆脱所有罪恶反应的结果，而且使我今后日后我再也不会再做这样的冒犯了。
He thought better I should be punished. He thought if I'm not punished, then the punishment may go to my other family members, to my sons or someone. I don't want them to be punished for me.
如果我自己没有受到惩罚，这一惩罚可能会落到我的儿子的头上。我不希望我的儿子是接受这一惩罚。
So Parikshit Maharaj, knowing his curse, he didn't try to remain in his palace. He didn't want to stay at home. He got out from the home, and he went to find to hear from the sages, from the saintly persons, to be guided by them.
国王得知自己受到诅咒的家之后呢，他就立刻离开了家，也就离开了他自己的宫殿。他希望能够找到圣人们的联谊。
So he thought this whole situation is very good. It's Krishna's kindness on me.
他认为这一切的境遇都是好的，全都是主 Krishna 对我的仁慈。
And now I can go. I'm going to find the association of great devotees and let them guide me how what I should do, how I should prepare myself for leaving the body.
他希望，他觉得这一切对我真是恰如其分。我现在要寻找一些圣人的联谊，希望这些圣人能够指引着我，我该怎样为我自己的死亡做出准备。
So he went to the Ganges and he met the different sages, and many different sages each had their own different ideas about what he should do to prepare for death. And
他在恒河边上遇到各种各样的圣人们，而每一位圣人对于该怎样为死亡临终做准备都有各自的观点。
Someone would say Shiva is the supreme, but somebody else would say no, the sun is the supreme.
有的人说 Shiva 主 Shiva 是至尊者，而有的人说不是，太阳才是至尊的。
But someone else would say time is the supreme, and then someone else would say no, karma is the supreme.
还有人说时间是至尊者，而有的另外的人又说不是 karma。因果才是至尊的。
But when Sukadeva Goswami came there, then everybody knew that the Sukadeva Goswami, he is the son of Vyas, and he is the proper person to guide Parikshit.
当Sukadeva Goswami 来到现场的时候，众人都知道他是圣人 Vyasadev 的儿子。Sukadeva Goswami 正是来引导 Parikshit 大军的恰当人选。
And Sukadeva Goswami had been sent there by the grace of Krishna to just to instruct Parikshit for his final days.
而 Sukadeva Goswami 是由于主 Krishna 的仁慈，他派遣他来在最后的阶段来指导 Parikshit 大军。
So Sukadeva Goswami would give Parikshit two, he would help him in two ways. First of all, he would help him to understand the real nature of the soul and to be fully detached from the body.
Sukadeva Goswami 在两个方面帮助了 Parikshit 大君。首先，他帮助国王明白灵魂的本质。
You know, he may be worried about the bite of the snake bird, because the curse word he was that he would die by the bite of a snake bird. So he would be worried about that, you know, that, oh, it must be very painful to be bitten by a snake bird. But Parikshit was given the knowledge about the soul, and so he became detached from the body.
Parikshit 大君他可能会觉得这个蛇鸟来咬他一定是很疼痛苦的，但是 Sukadeva Goswami 就教导了他灵魂的本质，告诉他 这个灵魂和躯体之间的区别。
And Sukadeva Goswami was also going to teach Parikshit the glories of devotional service. And in this way, he would become very joyful because devotional service is very joyfully performed.
第二个方面，Sukadeva Goswami 教导了国王奉献服务的这个荣耀。奉献服务它的每一阶段做起来都是令人内心感到非常的欢喜的。
Just like in Bhagavad Gita, in the 9th chapter, Krishna is describing devotional service. He says, Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam, Pavitram Idam Uttamam, Pradyak Shavagamam Danyam, Susukam Kartam Avyayam. Lord Krishna is describing, this knowledge is the king of knowledge. It is the most secret of all secrets. It gives direct perception of the self by realization. It is everlasting and it is joyfully performed.
正如在《薄伽梵歌》第九章这个世界主 Krishna 对尔朱那的教导，就是说，这个奉献服务，它是超然的，它
It gives direct perception of the self by realization.
它令人直接觉悟到自我，它做起来是令人，它是最知识是教育之王，是最秘密的秘密，而且它令人直接觉悟到自我，它是宗教的完美境界，它是永恒不息的，而且实践起来喜乐盈人。
Right, so yeah, when we're actually doing devotional service, we have to feel pleasure, we should feel very happy.
所以当我们在做奉献服务的时候，应该是感觉到是非常快乐的，喜乐盈人的。
The devotee is not happy, something is wrong. Means we're not thinking of Krishna.
如果奉献者做奉献服务并却不快乐，肯定是出了什么问题了，他没有想着 Krishna.
So even Maharaj Parikshit, he's cursed to die in 7 days. He's happy. He's not worried about it. He's joyful.
就连 Parikshit 国王他被受到诅咒在7天之后死去，他也并没有感到难过，而相反他感觉到喜乐。
The soul's nature is to be joyful.
灵魂的本性是喜乐的。
We're not happy means we're on the bodily platform.
我们不快乐，那一肯定是说我们还处在躯体化概念当中。
So we have to come to the spiritual platform by doing proper chanting and hearing.
我们一定要上升到晋升到灵性的层面上，要正确的聆听，正确的唱诵。
So Parikshit Maharaj is waiting for death, but he's drinking the nectar of the pastimes of Krishna.
Parikshit 的国王他现在在等待着死亡，他现在在喝饮着聆听的甘露。
So all of us, we have to develop this mood.
我们所有的人都应该培养这样的心态。
So in this way, Parikshit Maharaj is describing that, how he respects the words of the Brahmana.That he's cursed me, all right. I'm ready now. I'm ready to die.
Parikshit 大金国王他现在就描述说，他自己尊重了这婆罗门的话语，他现在已经准备好了，准备好了为死亡做好了准备。
While I'm waiting, I'll answer this question of my mother and describe the essence of all the Vaishnava scriptures.
在我在等待最终的时刻这一会儿呢，我可以来回答我母亲的问题，描述所有经典的精华。
And he knows that everything is the mercy of Krishna. His wonderful qualities are the mercy of Krishna, And the curse is also the mercy of Krishna.
一切都是 Krishna 的仁慈，他自己的优秀品格、美好品格是 Krishna 仁慈，甚至这些诅咒也是 Krishna 的仁慈。
Okay, so we'll stop there now. Are there any questions?
Question.
Any questions?
Yes. 第一个问题，羊改莲。第一个问题是 free and easy， 感恩咕噜的精彩奖。你说。
那是上周的吧？上次的，这一次就是那个龙多卓玛，看到吗？
看到了。龙多卓玛，明白咕噜和翻译。今天的问题是帮助我姐姐提问的，这两年来。他已经反复聆听了薄伽梵歌、觉悟自我的科学、圣典薄伽瓦坛等圣帕帕德的书籍，家里也供奉了神像，也一直在断断续续的念诵。他的问题是，对于念诵圣名的体验，为什么只要一天能够认真念诵超过16圈，心里就感觉就特别好？如果没有念诵或者没有完成16圈，自己都不好意思去神像房拜见 Krishna。The first part and second part， 姐姐还有一些商业事务会让她花时间处理。她请教咕噜，如何可以在 Krishna 知觉里协调好工作，能不能通过祈祷 Krishna 的仁慈，赶快完成俗世工作，完全投入 Krishna 知觉？因为姐姐年龄已经50多岁了。感恩咕噜回答，感恩翻译的服务。
She's asking about can she give up the job? Is it?
This is the second part. This first part is about the chanting. That her sister.
When they chant 16 rounds, they feel good, and when they don't chant, then they don't feel good.
Yeah, and even ashamed to see the deities of Krishna.
So he's asking why?
He's asking, yes.
Well, you have to follow the orders of the spiritual teacher. The spiritual teacher has asked us to chant 16 rounds. If we don't do it, then Krishna is not pleased.
你问题的回答就是你，他必须要遵守咕噜的命令。咕噜的命令就是让我们唱诵16圈。如果我们不唱诵16圈，Krishna就会不高兴。
So there's reciprocation there. When you serve the order of the spiritual master, then you feel spiritual satisfaction, spiritual pleasure. And when you don't follow, then we don't feel the pleasure. We feel sorry, we feel regret, fallen, very low, sinful.
这是一种互动，就是如果他遵守了咕噜的命令，内心就会快乐；如果不遵守命令，就会感觉到难过、悲伤，感觉到不好意思，感觉到自己很罪恶，感觉自己很低贱、卑微。
And we have to follow.We get instruction, we take instruction from the spiritual master, we should try to follow, do our best to follow the instructions.
我们从灵性导师那得到了命令，之后我们要努力地按照这个命令去做。
And when we follow, then we will feel naturally happy in our heart.
当我们执行了命令，自然而然的心里就会感觉到快乐了。
Because we know that we've done the right thing, we've done what was asked of us, and that helps us to come closer to Krishna. And when we don't follow, then we're going away from Krishna.
我们知道，一旦我们听话照做了，我们就是在服从了灵性师导师的命令，我们就会离 Krishna 越来越近。如果我们不照 领导师的话去做，我们就会离 Krishna 越来越，我们就会 离 Krishna 很远。
So is that the first question?
Yes, the first part.
What's the second part?
The second part is about how to coordinate between the work, the job, and also can she pray to Krishna's mercy to finish the job and fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness because she's over 50 years.
Well, if it's time for you to retire, then of course you should retire. If you're able to give up your job and get a pension, you can maintain yourself, then you should, by all means, give up the work and just become fully Krishna, take up Krishna consciousness full time.
如果你到退休年龄的话，你如果也有了能够有退休金可以维持你的生活，你就要不遗余力想方设法的，来放弃这个工作，完全的投身到 Krishna 这些当中。
Yeah, we should all prepare like that, according to the Vedic teachings. From after the age of 50, then we're old, we can leave the body anytime.We have to prepare. We should become detached from all the material duties and concentrate on the spiritual duty.
按照经典呢，一个人他超过了五十岁的时候，已经是处于老年了，这时候就要为死亡做准备了。他就应该变得不依附，内心有气绝，然后从完成自己的灵性的职责了。
Right, this is a proper mood. This is the Vedic way. We know half the life is over, more than half the life is over. We have to start getting detached, and it will take some time. It's going to take some time to get detached. Now Parikshit Maharaj got only 7 days, so he had to do it very carefully, very seriously. We don't know.But we don't know how long we've got. We have to cultivate detachment now.
这个伟达的方式就是这样的一种生活方式，要为自己的死亡做准备。像 Parikshit 大军他只有7天的时间了，所以他一定要非常认真的严肃的来对待他的灵修生活，变得非常的不依附和气绝。同样的，我们也应该是这样。
And the way we prepare is by absorbing our mind in hearing and chanting, worshipping Krishna, associating with the devotees to discuss about Krishna.
我们为临终做准备的方式就是让我们心意专注于聆听、唱诵、崇拜 Krishna, 联谊。
Okay, any other question?
From Veda Vati Devadasi, Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru Dev 的莲花组，感恩翻译。请问 Guru Krishna 的安排对国家是不是损失？谢谢。
Guru Krishna 的安排 ，Yes, the spiritual by the grace of Krishna, we get a spiritual master.
The question is that it seems like related to.The present situation. She asked if the arrangement, are there any laws for the country due to the arrangement of Guru Krishna? 对国家是不是损失
Well, it's.
啊，你说。
他的意思应该我理解是就是对这个 Parikshit 王的这个安排 Krishna 对他的安排就是说是不是对他的国家是一种损失
哦、
So Yes, everything is the arrangement of Krishna
一切都是 Krishna 的安排
Certainly In the case of Maharaj Parikshit, that whole situation was arranged because one reason was to allow the speaking of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么在Parikshit的大军国王的这个例子当中呢，这个安排呢，就是为了让圣典薄伽瓦坛得以讲述。
Because Krishna had departed from the world, so it was time for the Srimad Bhagavatam to appear.
主 Krishna 已经隐去了，离开了地球，现在到了圣典薄伽瓦坛在世上显现的时刻了。
So that people could be guided.By, in the absence of Krishna, the Srimad Bhagavatam was there to guide them.
当主 Krishna 没有亲身临在的时候，有圣典薄伽瓦坛能够指导世人。
So, we can understand everything in relation to Krishna. And the same way, even at the present time, the situation today in the country, in China, that we can also see this in relation to Krishna.
一切都是 Krishna 的安排，即便是当今的情况，也是 Krishna 的安排。
Krishna has arranged for all of us to be in your home, to be sitting there. You can't go anywhere. All we can do is simply hear and chant and read the books about Krishna.
Krishna 就安排我们都宅在家里头，不能出门。只能聆听和唱诵，还有读书籍。
Yeah, but Krishna's given us this opportunity to really concentrate on hearing and chanting with nothing else to take shelter of.
Krishna 安排了我们就宅家来聆听和唱诵，没有别的什么庇护的方法了。
It's a wonderful opportunity to become more Krishna conscious.
这是成为更有 Krishna 知觉的一个良好的绝佳的机会。
For some people, they think, oh, it's punishment. We're suffering so much. But a devotee can see it also as a blessing that Krishna wants us to just concentrate on the holy name.
有的人就觉得，哎呀，这是不是一个惩罚呀？人们受了这么多的苦。但对于奉献者，他们想。这真是 Krishna 的一个祝福，因为我们可以完全的可以专注于圣名的念诵了。
After this is all over, and after it's all over and you go back to normal life, you'll remember, you'll think how you were so fortunate actually to be there in the home and not to go out, and you could just only sit and chant.
当之后一切的恢复正常的时候呢，你们会觉得我们当时是多么的幸运呢？用不着出门，只需要在家里的聆听和唱诵，太幸运了，太幸福了。
And of course, the fear of death, the fear of the deadly disease, or like the Brahmana's curse, so that fear.Helps us all to become more attached to Krishna.
这种对死亡的恐惧，对病毒恐惧，就像这个婆罗门的诅咒，儿子的诅咒一样，能帮助我们弃绝，更加依附 Krishna.
Yeah, is there another question?
Yes, from a.Listener, 当我的内心有物质欲望升起时，智性知道这欲望需要被放下，但是当我用智性控制这欲望时，会感到压抑、痛苦，出现不良的躯体反应。请问怎么办呢？
Can you translate for me?
Yes, the question is that when there are material desires in my heart, in my intelligenceTell me that I have to give up the material desire. But when I use my intelligence to control these desires, I feel depressed and painful. And there are some reactions from the body, from my body. There are some bodily reactions. The question is that what to do to deal with this...
Yes, what to do in that situation? What you have to do, you have to do more hearing and chanting. You have to develop some taste for the spiritual activities.
你需要有更多的聆听唱诵，需要对灵性的活动发展起品味。
Your mind has not developed any taste for these activities.
你的心意还没有对这些灵性的活动发展出品味。
Or we can explain, it's like in the mind, in the heart, there are two sides. There's the good side and the bad side. Now the bad side doesn't like to hear and chant.
就是内心呢、啊、就有两作战的双方，这个黑暗的这一方呢，他们并不喜欢聆听和唱诵。
So.When your intelligence tells you to do the chanting, the mind revolts. This bad side of the mind says, oh no, and you feel depressed. But it's only the bad side of your mind. There's another side of the mind, which is the good side. And the good side likes to chant.
当智性告诉心意去念诵的时候，这个心意的这个不良的这个阵营呢，就马上就开始反抗了，说：“哎呦，我可不想聆听唱诵。”但是心意还有这个光明的正面的这个阵营，他们是喜欢聆听和唱诵的。
We have to fight against that bad side. You have to defeat it. You have to put it, keep it under control.Don't listen to that bad side. You have to know this is a bad side. This is not the real truth. This is only the bad side of my mind.
我们要跟这个内心当中不良的这一方面要作战，要战胜它，控制它。我们要告诉他，这不是真的。你说的这个不是真的。
So if you do the hearing and chanting, in the beginning, you may feel some depression due to that conditioning, due to that bad side of the mind. But if you keep chanting and hearing, gradually you will awaken the real nectar, the real pleasure.
一开始的时候确实是有这些不良反应，有这些抑郁出现的，因为我们受条件限制，受这个限制，所以会有这样的反应。但是我们只要继续坚持，慢慢的就会转向这个光明的这一方，就会感受到快乐。
You have to practice more. You have to practice and you have to control the mind. You have to know when it's telling, when you feel depression and like that. This is the mind. This is not the real soul.The soul's nature is joyful.
需要练习，需要不断的练习，需要告诉这个，这是心意的作用，这不是真正的灵魂，真正的灵魂的本性呢，它就是喜乐迎人的。
Okay, any other question?
This comment from.Just Madaji, 感恩咕噜，感恩姐姐也听课了，我们都得到了咕噜的训示和祝福。谢谢 Madaji 的翻译。Comment from another question. 小小仆人，明白咕噜的电话组感恩翻译。家居生活是黑井，学习 Krishna 之觉，从黑井跳出来。现实的我学习很多年，进步不大，谈不上跳出来。是被业报所困，还是努力不够，还是感觉已经尽力？是 Krishna 这要求太高，有很多该做没做，比如说崇拜神像，由于家人反对一直没做，常常想退却，下辈子再修，该怎么做？祈求您的仁慈。
Krishna, yes, we know it's very difficult. Your karma is not very good because your family are not devotees. And maybe also because of that situation, it's difficult for you to do very intense bhakti.
是的，是有点困难， 就你的业报不是很好，因为你的家人不是奉献者，所以你休息就有点难，所以你的奉爱服务的休息不，它的力度不够，不是很强烈。
But still, you should be satisfied. You should be happy that at least you're on the way. You may not be fully out of the well, but at least you can understand you're in the well. So that's good.
嗯，你现在应该觉得很满意。因为呢，虽然你已经在路上了，你现在井里头，你知道自己在井里头，那所以你对这一点你应该觉得很高兴。
Yeah, now you know you're in the well. You think about trying to get out. Before you didn't even know you were in the well. But now that's so at least it's good you know you're in the well and you can.Gradually, eventually, one day, you'll get out of that well.
以前你都根本没有意识到自己才在井里头，你就觉得还挺满意，还挺满足，挺满意的。那现在呢？至少你知道自己在井里，那你就慢慢的努力的从这个井里当中出来。
How to get? You have to change the attachment, right? The problem is attachment.It's nothing wrong with being in family life, but if we're very attached to it in a bodily sense, in a material sensual way, then it's not good. We have to become attached to Krishna, and then you can still be in the family life.
关键是转变你的依附。如果还是依附于这个躯体的这种感受呢，这就不好了。应该把这个依附啊转向。对 Krishna 的衣服，那么这样的话，在家里头没有什么不好的，也没有什么影响。
Yeah, you have to see your family members, although they're not devotees, they're also part of Krishna. You have to see the soul in them.
你的家庭成员尽管不是奉献者，目前不是奉献者，但是他们的躯体里是永恒的灵魂。
You have to see the spiritual aspect in everything. You have to see Krishna's there in everyone, in everything.
你要看到万事万物的灵性的方面，你要看到 Krishna 在万事万物当中。
The problem is not the family, the problem is how we think of the family.
问题不是出在家庭上，问题是出在我们怎么样看待我们对家庭的看待的角度视角。
If you're thinking the family is just for your satisfaction, for your sense gratification, then that's the illusion.
如果你把家庭看成是满足你自己的，看成你自己的感官享乐有关，这是完全是错觉和幻象。
So you have to purify that consciousness, and the purification process is Krishna consciousness.
要净化知觉，净化知觉的方法就是通过 Krishna 知觉。
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
So maybe we'll stop there today.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, good day.
Yeah.
Taroni Tusi, 还有最后一个问题，您看一下。
Okay.
好的。
可以。
Guru Day 顶拜您，那如何用服务增长信心呢？ Enhance the faith by service. How to increase our faith by service?
Well, Like I'm saying, hearing and chanting. Do more hearing and chanting. And we do more service for Krishna. Worship Krishna. If we do these activities, our faith will increase.
就像我刚才说的，聆听唱诵，更多的聆听唱诵，崇拜 Krishna, 这样做就能增加信心了。
We get faith by...We can get faith in different ways. If you associate, you read the books, you will get some faith from that. If you chant, you get some faith. If you associate, if you're with devotees who have faith, they can also give you faith. Like we're speaking every day, but you hear the classes, you get more faith. You should hear, you should accept what people say, believe it, and try it, do the process. From the process yourself, if you do it, you'll see it works and you will have faith.
我们就是我们可以通过读书来获得信心，通过念诵得到信心，也通过做就是崇拜得到信心。我们每天都有早上的早讲课，如果你每天早晨聆听讲课，并且按照这个讲课的话去做，对这个老师的话充满信心去做，你就发现你这样它就慢慢的发生作用了，起作用了，真的有效了。这样的话你的信心就会越来越多了。
This process works. If it's not working for you, it means you're not doing it right.
这个程序是有效的，如果对在你身上没有产生效用，说明你哪个地方肯定做的不太恰当。
Krishna says also, as you surrender, I reward you accordingly. So you surrender a little bit, you get a little bit reward.
主 Krishna 说了，按照一个人对我的皈依程度，我给予他相应的回报。如果你只成皈依了一点点，那你的 Krishna 就回报你一点点。
You surrender more, surrender fully, you get the full result.
你臣服更多，你就会得到更多。如果你完全臣服，你就得到完全的结果。
We say 一分钱一分货， right?
一分钱一分货。
You get what you pay.
你我们说有一句谚语，你花你这个事物的价值是一分钱一分货，你得到的就是你付出的。
Okay, is that all right?
Chanchala Devadasi.
Yeah, Chanchala.
Hare Krishna. 顶麦古尔，因为疫情管控没有照顾管理的 2C 隐迹了，这算冒犯吗？隐迹的 2C 该怎么处理呢？谢谢翻译。
Well, you should take care. If you bring 2C to your home, yeah, you have to take care of her. It's not difficult to take care. You just have to put a little water, not too much, little drops of water on her. And you have to also give some devotion, bow down to her.
你应该照顾她。应该把他带回家，给他照顾 2C 并不难，给他一点点水，然后顶拜他。
And every day, we offer obeisances, and you can put a little drop of water on her. That is the care she needs. Of course, her body will also die one day. She's not going to be eternal because she has the body of material elements. So you have to expect that she can leave the body.But she should not leave the body just simply due to negligence. If it's our own negligence, then it's not good.
当然了 ，Tusi 他有一天，总有一天也要隐迹的，因为他有一个由物质元素组成的躯体。但是他离开躯体，并不应该是由于我们的疏忽而导致的，这样并不好。
So.She needs some sunlight. Now, if you don't get sunlight, that's a problem.
Tusi 呢，他需要每天给他就是一点表面上一点点水。Tusi 特别喜欢阳光。
And if it's very, very cold, then it's also not very good. She can become frozen. She can be frozen to death if it's too cold.
厨师也不喜欢过于寒冷，那样的话会把他冻死的。
Of course, Vrindavan also gets very cold in the winter time.
当然了，在 Vrindavan 的冬季也是很寒冷的。
So we have to try to take care of her.
So 我们应该努力的照顾她。 she said that the tooth has disappeared. Is this a offense?
But I don't know. Was she worshiping her? Was she doing regular worship?
Because of the control of the disease, and maybe she cannot go to the yoga studio, and Tusi was living in the yoga studio.
Oh, okay, I understand. Well, yeah, that's an unfortunate circumstance, you know. It's not an offense on her part.
Oh, 这是一个很艰难的处境，对你来说这不算冒犯。
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't do anything else. You wanted to go there and take care of her, but you were just not able to due to the circumstance there.
你是想去的，但是呢，由于情况所限呢，你去不了。Tarungi Tusi said, thank you, Gurudev, I miss you.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, Hare Krishna.大家都保重，祝你们寿比南山。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
荣耀归于释迦牟尼佛，释迦牟尼佛，提斋。
斋。
好的，感谢 Good Day 的讲课和感谢翻译，我们今天就到这里了。Hare Krishna. 咕噜你也都保重。
好，谢谢。